Hello, everyone. Welcome to Stephen Jung Show. I just want to give you my review on Bestia. This restaurant's a 4.5-star restaurant on Yelp with over 5,000 reviews, which is very impressive when I saw that. So I went there with my wife today. She was able to get a reservation about a week and a half to 2 weeks out. We ordered one pizza dish and two Italian pasta dishes, as well as a dessert. The ambiance there is amazing. I got there about 15 minutes early, and there was about 15 people waiting, actually, for the restaurant to open at 5 o'clock. And the fact that there were so many people outside, I was very, very impressed. And when the ambiance is great. The area is in an art district area. It's definitely had a lot of gentrification across. There's a furniture place and Stumptown Coffee as well. So it's a nice little place that's developing. Nice architecture, great service. The first pizza dish that we ordered was the Alla Nduja. It was a house-made spicy tomatoes, mozzarella, and had some kale as well with some sausage. It was okay. It was about $20, and I feel that it was a decent pizza. Nothing really impressive, but it was okay. And then we ordered a Trophy alla Maitreya. It was Italian bacon, some cherry tomatoes, and some swordfish, and some raisins as well. And it was okay. That was about $27. And then we had another dish, the cavatelli alla Norcia. It's a rigatoni dumpling with some pork sausage. And the pasta was pretty good in terms of the texture of the pasta. I can appreciate that. But the flavor of both of the pastas were not very impressive for a 4.5-star restaurant. I was just hoping that this restaurant would blow me away in terms of the dishes. And the last thing we ordered was a warm pear rigatoni tart. And I felt that was not good at all. I felt like that was something that you can get at any type of Italian restaurant. Anywhere here in LA or any one of your major cities. So my feedback on this restaurant is that I don't know how people got 4.5 stars on this restaurant. Maybe just on the ambiance. Maybe you want to take your girl there or it's an anniversary. But in terms of food quality, great service, but the quality of food is definitely not 4.5 stars. I would say more like 3.5 stars. And this is probably a place I will never go back to. So very unimpressed with this place, and I hope to check out some of these other restaurants that have high ratings and give you some feedback on them, and to let you know my thoughts on all these restaurants. I went to Italy on my honeymoon a few months ago, so I know good Italian food, and this place was pretty much just an average Italian restaurant in Italy. I would say below average in Italy. That's how amazing the food in Italy is. So if you think this place is 4.5 stars or 5 stars, you need to go to Italy and really taste true Italian food. And it's very affordable. I had the best pizza in Italy. It was $12. It was 12 euros. And it was amazing. I had the most amazing pasta as well there. And it was about 15 euros. So I had the most amazing pizza and pasta in the Amalfi Coast. And I recommend you visiting Italy if you love Italian food or if you love this restaurant to explore out if you can. All right. Thank you again for listening to my podcast. If you're enjoying it, please rate it and please subscribe. Thank you and have a good night.